Hey, group chat, I know y'all see my text.
There's tea to be spilled.
Each week, we're bringing you our unfiltered take on culture, news, dating, and our lives as Black millennial women. We're coming to y'all with the honesty and eye rolls that only a text chain with your girls can. This is Black Girls Texting with Chelsea, Glenn, and Sade.
And we have a guest. We have a Black girl doing shit in the building, and we're super excited for you guys to hear this episode. So this week, our Black girl doing shit is Francesca Ramsey. Some of you may know her as Chesica Lee. She is a writer, actress, and video blogger now based out of LA. She was a former writer and contributor for The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore on Comedy Central, and you host like a slew of different things. You have your YouTube, the host of the Let Me Fix It podcast, and Wondery's new podcast, Black History for Real, which I'm so excited about. I really love how it's like history, but light and fun. And so you guys definitely should check that out. So welcome to the group chat, Francesca.
Yay. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, y'all. It's time for the group chat.
All right. So I'm going to preface this because we do have like a age range of people that listen to us. So Gen Z, some of you babies might not know this, but I had this moment of like, oh my God, you're from shit white girls say to Black girls.
Yeah, yes, that was my first big viral video in 2012, which is a little over a decade. It was nuts.
I related to that on so many ways that you will not even understand. Chelsea and I both went to PWIs, and I was like, this is not sarcasm. Like, this is real. Like, this actually happens.
I would say 95% of that video is direct quotes. I think only like two of them were made for like comedic effect. I think it's like, my grandmother hates collards was a joke that I, you know, it was like a funny play on words. But everything else is real things that were said to me at one time or another.
Yikes.
I'm trying to remember. I remember the video, but like, or some of the things like, you're pretty for a Black girl.
Yes.
Why did your hair get
well, and I had
curly
locks at the time. So there was a whole montage of hair touching. Can I touch your hair? I'm already touching it. Oh my God. It feels like Cheetos is the one that a lot of people seem to remember.
Oh my God. Yes. I remember that.
And one that always happened to me when I was in school and when I was working places is, do you know this other random Black person? Do you know Tyrone Jenkins? He's Black. I'm like, no, I don't know who that is. So yeah, you know, I went to a Catholic school and went to PWIs for high school and college. And so to your point about relating to it, I didn't anticipate anyone. I thought people would like it, but not 12 million people end up on Anderson Cooper with a bunch of white ladies crying. Like, I didn't expect
right
that. But I'm very thankful because here I am a decade plus later and people still care and the white girls are still upset about what I do. But I maintain my lights stay on. I continue to work. So I can't complain.
They're still saying wild shit, but I feel like it's very coded. Like, it'd be interesting to see what this, like, the woke version of it would be.
Oh, it's so coded. I had a viral TikTok about Taylor Swift. Learn from me. Don't talk about that girl. Don't say anything about her.
Wait, you talked about Taylor Swift?
You know what? They ran them numbers up, and guess what? They paid a bill in this house, so I'm not that mad. But to your point about the coded thing, you know, I'm bald now, but one of the comments was like, you're sitting there in your bonnet talking shit about and I was like, I'm bald. I don't wear a bonnet. But I was also like, you wanted to call me that hard R, didn't you? Because you pulled out bonnet. What does that mean?
That's giving hard R energy.
It is. 1,000%.
I like to hit them with the say more.
Yes. Explain it to me like I'm five. That's what I like to do.
Yeah. What did you mean by that?
I understand that. Oh, yeah. Yikes.
Or just turn the logic back on them. Like, my favorite is when people say, you could be doing better things with your time than this. And I'm like, then by your logic, you should be doing better things with your time than thinking about what I'm doing with my time. See how that works?
You're on my page, in my comment section. Make it make sense.
Shouldn't you be at a soup kitchen or something? Leave me alone.
Not a soup kitchen. Oh my gosh. Well, since then, you have been on our screens and our headphones, and I'd love to hear just a little bit about your journey before I told you we'd be jumping to a little game.
Yeah.
Group chat. We bring it back to games.
Yeah. So after Shit White Girls Say, I was working as a graphic designer at Ann Taylor when that video went viral. I had a regular job. I worked in the Windows department in the corporate office.
Oh my gosh.
So I was responsible for like photoshopping Demi Moore's face and picking what blazers were in the windows and stuff. And so after I went viral, I got my first agent. I left my day job and I never looked back. Sold a show to MTV, worked on Nightly Show, wrote a book. You know, I am the queen of selling pilots that don't kind of go to series. But it continues to keep me employed and get me staffed. And post strike, honestly, during the writer's strike last year, I started podcasting as a way to have a creative outlet, but it was the only thing I could do outside of the strike. And then came this opportunity with Wondery, and I tested for that job, meaning I had to do a read to host with like four different people. It was like a day of just like sessions with people, storytelling and reading the script and stuff. And so now I'm hosting the show with Conscious Lee, and it's been so fun. I knew his work, but we've never met in person. Everything's been remote, but the conversations that we get to have on the show, it feels like I'm genuinely catching up with a friend in between these like storytelling moments about Black history. And we kind of get to act a little bit, which is fun. There's like all this fun sound design. You know, we talk about the car speeds away and you hear like early, you know, they add all this stuff in. So it's almost like an audiobook mixed with like overhearing two friends just talking honestly about the Black experience. And that's what's really cool about it.
I like that Sade said that it's light. Because I think when I think about Black history, I think very heavy and sad, unfortunately.
Yeah, I will say, like, we do get into some heavy stuff. Like, our first four episodes are about the women of the Black Panther movement. And, you know, there's real shit happening in those stories. But I think, you know, when Sade mentions the light part of it, what's really nice is we break up the storytelling with these conversations between Conscious and I. And that's where like the lightness comes in. Cause we're like, damn, did you hear what she did? That's what I would have told him. You need to step. Like we react in real time to what's happening in the story. And we also relate it to ourselves and our own personal experiences. And, you know, kind of related to Shit White Girls Say, so many of the themes about being a Black woman, even in progressive spaces, you're dealing with sexism and you're dealing with tone policing. We get to talk about that on the podcast in a way that, again, is a real issue. But I can say humorously, no matter how I say things, people are going to accuse me of being angry. I'm like, you know, this is a Wendy's. Why do you think I'm screaming? I'm not screaming at you. I'm not mad. But as you know, like the world views us in certain ways. And so that's what is really cool to get to explore on the pod in just a different way.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited Sounds to great. See the journey.
Yeah.
Well, without further ado, we play this game called On Writer Reply. The theme of our show is about texting, things that go down in our group chat. And so essentially, if you are not interested in a conversation or a topic, you would leave it on read.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were interested, you would reply. So kind of quick fire, a mix of things. If you don't know what I'm talking about, we can just move on.
Okay.
But first things first, like I said, people are coming over after we finish recording to watch Love is Blind. Are you watching the Love is Blind new season, and are you leaving it on read or reply?
I wish there was like an in-between version. I'm doing a tap back. I'm doing a tap back on this.
Okay.
I'm doing a ha, ha, ha.
Unread.
Right. Because I'm in a number of group chats where they are talking about the show, and I've only watched like bits and pieces of it. I don't know. I have such a love-hate relationship with reality TV, and especially that series. Like, it's just the most toxic people. So my version is I'm doing like the double exclamation point on the
it's
message
like a passive, about like, whoa, wow.
It's like, I think. That sounds wild.
That's crazy.
Wait, okay. I don't watch, but the girl that people are saying looks like Megan Good. Or
Megan Fox.
Not Megan Good. Megan Fox.
No, oh, she said she said that people see now look, I didn't even watch the show and I know.
Right.
She you know didn't she tried to manipulate the guy into picking her in the pods by going, oh, people say I look like Megan Fox, but I don't see it. And then he was like, oh, well, this girl's going to be hot. And so she kind of like gave herself an out by being like, other people say I look like Megan Fox.
Okay.
She looks a little bit like her.
And that's her celebrity lookalike.
She looks a little like her.
Yeah, she looks like the... She looked like the Wish version.
Yeah, like a little bit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Where you're like, this looked different when I saw the Instagram ad, but I guess, you know, I guess I'll make it work. That's how I feel.
A fever in some ways. But I guess I missed this clip, but he said, like, she lied to me about her looks, but it's what matters on the inside. He said that.
I know. And he looks like a potato. So I don't know what he's talking about.
The worst. He sucks.
yeah.
And our girl AD, are the whites picking up on the hypersexualization of the black woman? Because it's not
they're going
cool.
in on this woman. I don't know either of you have seen her.
I haven't. I mean, I've seen what she looks like, but honestly, I just don't ever feel like black women ever get a fair shot on Love Is Blind. Reality TV. As a whole, like, views black women through a very specific lens, but I'm not surprised when we don't get a fair edit on a show like Love Is Blind. But again, I don't really know much about her. I just saw a clip where like the guy was saying some weird red flaggy stuff to her, and she didn't seem to be picking up on it.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird. But also, everyone on that show is like 23. Like, no shade to any 23-year-olds present, but like,
no,
23. I never know. Black women, y'all could be 15, y'all could be 80. You run the gamut. I don't know. I just feel like those shows have people that are so young on them. I'm like, you're not ready for marriage. What are you talking about? You're a baby. Like, it's very strange. Like, Love Is Blind with people in their like mid to late 30s would be a very different show, I think.
It's true.
Yeah.
There's some older folks on this one. That guy in particular is like 27 with the Megan Fox lookalike.
Yeah.
And I mean, older folks.
Oh, no, she's older, young. Older folks. Yeah. Yeah. But the scene with AD is just like she's in the center of everyone's gaze. The women and the men, they're all like enamored by her body, but the women are threatened and the men can't stop looking and it's really awkward. Everybody's making comments and she's just bad and trying to mind her business.
Okay, yeah. But before we go on to the next thing, do we think she has a BBL?
No.
That's homegrown.
The thighs match.
Yeah, that's homegrown.
Yeah, I think she looks natural to me.
That's impressive.
Yeah, okay. Some people got it like that.
She said she'd be in that gym.
We'll never understand that.
I love
she
that.
Said
for
she'd
her.
Be doing
not my
squats.
Story. Yes, as she should.
Okay. Sade, don't be a hater.
I think everybody has a BBL. I think Meg Thee Stallion has a BBL.
No, she absolutely does not.
Yes, she does.
Look at pictures of her in high school. She has always had. Some people are just genetically. Blessed like that. She's always looked like that. There's a freestyle of her in a cul-de-sac somewhere in Texas.
Oh, yes.
She's outside of a car. She's dropping it low. She still has that body. And this is pre-fame. And this is also pre-BBL epidemic.
Yeah, some people are just built like epidemic.
It is. This is the second pandemic.
And it's taking people out high key.
It, like, BBL's it killing is. Y'all.
It have you heard that song?
Yes.
No BBL's killing y'all.
No.
Oh, you've never heard that.
You've never heard that?
No.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's a double entendre because I don't think it's about people actually dying. It's I don't think it's saying that the BBL is killing people. It's saying the thighs don't match. And
they're like in a chokehold.
Yes, it's a compilation of not good BBLs.
It's bad in LA too. It's a bunch of Bugs Life.
When you see them in person, I'd never seen, like, when you see them on TV, it's very different. And look, I'm going to get this out the way. Do whatever you want to your body. It's yours. It's yours. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But I think what's interesting is there are trends in bodies in that, like, when I was in high school, it was like the super thin heroin chic. And then, post college, it was like the more fit, like fitfluencer look, and then all of a sudden it became the BBL, and now I think we're going back to the thin.
And to me,
everybody's on fucking Ozempic. Everyone's on Ozempic. So, like, now it's just, to me, I'm like, to spend all that money and do something that is highly dangerous, and then also not maintain it. You have to do so much in order to keep. You can't lose any weight. You can't gain any weight.
You have to
get so many massages.
And you can't sit.
And you can't sit on your butt for months.
Forget it.
And you're draining.
Yeah. So, you know, do what you want, but like knowing the risks.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Hey, group chat. Have you ever wondered what's in the products you use on a daily basis? Elle, like the letter, is a brand committed to providing you period care products inspired by nature, made without dyes, fragrances, and synthetic pesticides. Their pads have a breathable cotton top layer and plant-based core, and their tampons contain an organic cotton core. Not only can you feel good about Elle's ingredients, but also Elle's price. With tampons and pads that protect for under $5 a month, Elle believes access to period care is not only a fundamental right for everyone, but an opportunity for change as well. That's why Elle is on a mission to make exceptional period care accessible for all by providing funding each year to nonprofit community-based organizations around the world. And their focus on period care accessibility, menstrual health education, and employment opportunities. So, if you're looking for a brand that aligns with your values of giving back and using products inspired by nature, look no further than Elle. If you want to learn more about their mission or browse their full range of products, visit their website at thisiselle.com. And the next time you're in the period care aisle, look for Elle pads and tampons. Choose love, choose Elle, and tell them that Black Girls Texting sent you. Hey, group chat, it's Sade, and y'all know I love to shop Black, okay? There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily lifestyle, and you can show Black founders some love so easily, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase, because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart. So go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned brands you can add to your daily routine. Some of my personal favorites are the Do Hair Care. They get my twists out popping, okay? The Lip Bar, they have a red lip that can go on any hue. And if you have not tried Partake cookies, they are so delicious. So I highly recommend you go on over to walmart.com/blackandunlimited and tell them that Black Girls Texting sent you.
Toyota is doing big things helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. The podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota nudged via $10,000 microgrants. We get to find out what happens after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from founders and leaders like Paulana Lamonier from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khalid El Hakim from the Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harris from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplify their movements, and or propelled them to greater heights. Look for the Toyota After the Nudge podcast on toyota.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, group chat, it's Sade, and the holiday season is here. And honestly, for me, there's nothing better than showcasing my joy. Our friends at Frito-Lay know that joy is bold, vivacious, and contagious. Joy gives life flavor, rhythm, and vibes. And when joy takes flight, it can't be contained. It's robust, more than a smile or a laugh. It's an infectious experience. So here's to all the creators that inspire us with your creativity and passion. Let's keep filling the world with joy. And make sure you look out for the My Joy campaign powered by Frito-Lay.
And now we're back with more Black girls texting.
And also, like, I saw a girl doing a video about this. Sorry to get us so off track on the game.
No, this will be my last contribution.
Okay,
that's good. The point of the game.
I saw a girl saying, you know, she beautiful girl, the BBL looked great, and she was saying like she can't shop in normal stores. She's like, I can only wear like thoughty club wear because I can't go to Express and wear like regular ass pants. Like nothing is made for super small waist, giant butt, other than bodycon dresses, leggings, stuff with cutouts. She's like, I can't wear business casual. Mm-hmm.
Or yeah, the girls are getting all their shit tailored, like the mm-hmm. the. But
it's expensive.
Who's doing all of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Well, you should have thought about that before you got the BBL.
No, they didn't.
I mean, please believe I'm getting everything done, but like yes? you know, a like BBL? Simple. No, like titties.
Huh. No, don't. I mean,
yours are huge.
Oh, I'm reducing my breasts.
Okay.
I'm lifting them to the top, to yes. my
your chin.
Forehead.
Yes.
And I will do all that. Like if they're like, oh, this is the new cellulite treatment.
Don't do any new stuff. What? No, don't do right. any new. Wait.
You gotta wait. Right.
Wait.
Don't be the expert.
Oh, wait it out. Okay.
Let
okay,
other
okay.
people do the new. Because, you know, like for boobs, I mean, you're getting want to get a reduction. But remember how like. Boobs have like a 10-year shelf life. Like yes. after 10 yes. years, yes. you're supposed and then they were like, we have a new one. Use this new one. But then like the girls were getting sick from it.
Oh, no.
They're like, I'm having headaches, I'm having all this stuff. It's because they had this, they were having like reactions and stuff. Don't do the new stuff. Wait.
No new titties. No new. Okay. Listen, I could go down a rabbit hole of like how but it is my body. Okay. I'm like, I just want to try shit. But I
yeah, but no, not your health.
Do that.
No, try right, a new restaurant. Surgery. Not a new surgical procedure.
Right. Okay. Thank you for talking me off the ledge. Okay. Next up, Beyonce's hair care line, which I was calling Sarah Seed, but it is sacred.
Like CeraVe. It does kind of have that
look.
Yeah. I'm leaving this on red. I am a bald baddie, and I don't really need hair care products. And I don't know. I like Beyonce, but it feels like a strange choice to me. I know she has very healthy hair and she takes care of it. But when we see her, oftentimes we are seeing pieces and wigs and things like that. And they look amazing. So for me, I don't associate her brand with hair care. Mm-hmm.
Wigs.
Right. And if she came out with like, you know, really expensive high end wigs, I'm sure everyone would be eating them up. But yeah, hair care just seems like off brand for me. And also, well, remember I'm bald.
Her mom is a hairstylist.
She grew up in the hair salon.
Then Tina should have come out with a brand and had Beyonce in the ads. But I don't know. What about y'all?
No, that makes sense. Yeah, go to.
I just feel like people are thinking that it's about to be magic in a bottle because she did that beautiful essence shoot and she was using her natural hair.
Right.
But
her hair has always looked like that.
Genetics. Yes. I hate to tell people. Mm-hmm. So you're not, your hair is not going to just magically turn into Beyonce's hair. Sorry.
Right.
And she wearing her hair under them wigs.
And she's always in a protective style. That's why her hair is healthy.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And she has, and you know, she's coloring her hair and she's having really high-end products. It's so expensive to maintain that really, really light platinum that she's been rocking lately. Now she thinks she's back to like the honey blonde that's kind of like her signature. That's really expensive to keep up. And again, like, I don't know about the quality of the products, but to Chelsea's point, if you start a hair care regimen, your hair doesn't change overnight. Like, you have to be consistently using a product. And I guess there's like a hair type test for the product line that's supposed to tell you what you're supposed to be. Yeah, I read something about like that it's like special formulations that you're supposed to be able to like kind of plug and play based on what your hair needs are. Which I think is interesting.
I like that.
I like the bottle too.
The packaging's fab.
Nice. Yeah, it's fine. Fab.
It does look like what people are doing. Like the tops of them are really cool, but like that like stone thing.
Yes.
Kind of gives road. KK whatever she had called. Yeah. KK skin road.
Yeah.
But apparently there's like some really great ingredients in the products and they're at a pretty reasonable price point. So we'll
see. Great. Mm-hmm. Listen, people will buy it. I know people will buy it.
Yeah.
Look, I will not.
I bought Say Noir and it's still in the box.
Oh, Lord. Did you like the country album or the country songs?
Yeah, I did. But I also really loved Daddy Lessons. I was like, oh, yes, give us this. The same way that when Renaissance came out, I was like, this is for the girls who loved Blow. I was like, she's giving us a Blow album. Similarly, that's me. Similarly, I think that Act 3 is going to be rock album and it's going to be Hurt Yourself.
Don't Hurt Yourself.
The full edit. Mm-hmm. I heard she and Jack White have a bunch of songs together. So I'm here for it. I also I have theories. Yeah,
there was a TikToker that said that she's basically like
reclaiming black
into
music.
All of the black music. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because that makes so much sense.
Country and rock and roll.
Yeah. And I will say to that end, I also just really love that white people are losing their minds over her doing country.
They are
like,
mad.
Even if I knew the songs would be good. I like the songs. Even if they were bad, I would just delight in the fact that people are like raging out about her doing country. Like,
She's the top of the country charts and people
the are first pissed. Time a black woman has had a number one song on the country charts in history.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. What's your favorite of the two if you had to choose?
Ooh, that's really hard. I would say 16 Carriages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, poetic. It feels very vulnerable. It just, it sounds great, but also there's like all these interesting allusions and the way she's talking about like the numbers and sacrifices and you could just really feel like her heart in the song.
I have a friend that's convinced that she's a witch.
Yeah, when you said numbers and sacrifices, it sounded like witchcraft. What numbers?
It's giving. I mean, like 16 carriages.
We know what you mean.
You know. Oh
yeah, but they're
numbers
like
and sacrifices.
Numbers and sacrifices.
That is so funny. It's so true. If you play it backwards, you really hear some shit.
No, right. Oh my God. They're gonna have a breakdown. Well, okay. I don't want to come on here sounding like a Beyonce hater because Glenn has recently joined the Beehive.
Welcome. Well, I'm actually not in it. I'm more of like I live next door. Like I'm in I'm
some
in like the neighboring. Yeah, I'm in the neighborhood. I've visited before, but like I don't speak the language. I'm not fluent. I'm on like day 20 of Duolingo. I'm like I know what y'all talking about.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god. I don't
Glenn
know.
Glenn is the main character from Swarm.
Yes. Getting there. That's where she's getting. I'm like, she's like on her way.
Calm down, y'all. It's getting,
okay. She's
about to mess up. So let's move on.
She's like, yes, numbers. And what do you say? She put a spell on you at the concert.
She did. I want your love.
She says at the concert, I want your spirit.
And I was like,
yeah.
Yes. She took
me. That's funny.
But I don't know. I'm just like, Beyonce, can you just give the girls a second to breathe? Because yeah. I'm like, you come out with a hair care line. It's just like gonna just, everyone's gonna go crazy because it's you. And it's like,
yeah.
I don't want to say, oh, you can't do this because you're Beyonce. Like, I want her to fulfill all of her dreams. And maybe mm-hmm. if one day as a little girl, she wanted to have a hair care line, like, amazing. So excited for you. But it's like, did you really have to? And I'm like, you have all this money, you have all this access. Like, I'm not that moved. Like, I want to see like someone who's like, I don't know, a chemist or just a different
yeah.
story.
I mean, I agree. Yeah, I agree that the hair care line was a doesn't feel authentic to her brand. But I will say, I heard a theory that like the celebrities, the way that they're like taking on all of these like brand deals and stuff, should tell us that like we should be worried about our finances. Like Beyonce's talking to us. Like if Beyonce is speaking to us, like looking in the camera, shit's going down. Why are you talking to us?
Why is she in a Verizon ad?
Right.
That was like getting her coin together.
Yeah, she's
right. She's saving her coin because they're buying up all that land by the water in Michigan because we're not going to have the water. That's what we need to be worried about.
Okay, yeah. I have a friend that works in Washington, and he couldn't tell me too much because it would damage his clearance, but shit is going down, y'all.
Shit's going down.
Have bunkers. Did you see the movie? What was the movie?
Yeah, y'all better get your canned goods together.
The one with Mahershala.
Get your canned goods. Get your canned goods. Yeah. Get your flashlight.
Mm-hmm. Your goods. I believe in reincarnation.
Your water.
Why are you talking like a grandma?
Your antibiotics.
Get your canned goods. Get your candles.
Get your canned goods. Get your water.
No, I'm with Chelsea. Get your canned goods. Get you one of those little battery operated generator thingies.
The ones that wind up. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, but no, the girls are buying like Saracen.
Right.
Well, I'm not worried about them because guess what? I don't have any survivalist skills. Here's a question for y'all. When the apocalypse happens, what are you bringing to the table? Because I don't do much, but I'm in the gym, so it looks like I can do something because I'm trying to get picked.
I think I'd be
ready.
You would?
I've went to the shooting range once.
Oh, okay. See, that's great. So you're on evening patrol.
Yes.
You're making sure when the zombies come, you taking them out.
Yes, exactly.
I'm organizing the pantry. I'm very organized.
I do that too. I'd be on pantry duty.
No, Glenn. No. You can only have
one pantry person. Wait, Shade, What's your zombie apocalypse skill? You have to have one.
No, I will become a zombie. You
she
guys will have
okay. So you're the one. Okay, wait, no,
that's
I know.
Totally fine.
Sade is the one who gets bit and hides it. She's like, no, I didn't get bit. That's I'm fine.
That is true.
And then there's like a growth, and everyone's like, what the fuck
it's
is
like,
that?
No, it's fine.
She's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. No.
My eczema.
Yeah, no, 1,000%. That's you.
Glenn, what's your zombie apocalypse?
You said you can't be in the pantry.
Vibes.
Just comfort. No, you can't be.
Comfort.
So you're morale?
Morale. Oh,
okay. You could do the speeches.
The speeches for morale? Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something. Or documenting things, sending notes to the other
rewriting
teams,
history.
To the other bunkers.
Yes.
That's really funny. I always
Morse code.
If I wasn't organizing the pantry, I said I wanted to be like the MC. I wanted to like give the wrap up, like, hey guys, we lost Sade. She actually was
she
bit.
Succumbed to
she
her
was
bite.
Bit. Those of you who thought that she was hiding something, you were right.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Yeah, I'm good. I'm not even gonna try. I'm just like, whatever. This is a very random shift, but mm-hmm. I live with a cishet black man. So, Club Shay Shay, what do we feel about that?
Well, okay. I feel like this is a non-answer too. What I love is that everybody does the recap. So I don't have, I'm not watching a 3 hour or listening to a 3 hour thing.
Long.
I'd rather someone just recap the highlights for me and I'll watch that. So
I wonder if men feel very sassy saying Club Shay Shay.
Club Shay Shay.
Because why is that the name?
I still don't get it. It's cute though.
I never thought about that.
I didn't know it was really called that. I thought people were saying that in like a shady way,
like a joke.
No, that man got up there and named his show Club Shay Shay.
That's so funny. No, I had no idea.
He'd be sounding like a deacon.
He has like a deacon look to him too.
He's like, oh, come on, cat. Come on.
I have a question. Yeah, Shannon, hey, Shannon Sharp, could you maybe size up in a t-shirt just once? Just maybe do like a large, you know? Like you don't have to do a small. You don't have to shop in the Baby Gap section. We know you work out. We get it.
But can we talk about it's t-shirt. Drink champs. It's giving drink champs, but it looks.
Are they drinking?
Elevated.
I've never seen it.
A little bit. Said, yeah.
Drink.
Yeah, and the set looks like he's in like a library or something. Yeah. And you're, you know,
which
drinking.
I don't understand
a...
why it's called the club then. Well, I don't know. I guess so. Like a club.
Well,
house.
I think the club thing is kind of like a gentleman's club, you know?
Yeah. Gentleman's club.
And you've got like a smoking blazer on and you're smoking a cigar and
go to the
club. Got it.
Yeah,
it
that's
is
why.
Drink champs then. Yeah.
And the best thing about Club Shay Shay was Cat Williams. That was the best interview of the year. You could watch it over and over
again. I've still never seen it. I don't think
what?
I can.
It's no. So good.
It's really
the
good.
The highlights are great. The highlights
are
great.
It's like a stand-up.
Too long.
It's like a stand-up.
Yeah.
It really is.
Cat Williams is very funny. He's very, very smart. And he's very clearly at a stage of his career where... And I think this is interesting because, like, I would say the same thing about Monique, love her or hate her. After you've been in the game for a long time, you're like, fuck it. I'm just going to say whatever. Like, the consequences don't matter to me. Like, I'm just going to speak my truth. And so I think that was what's so refreshing about the show, that you're getting, like, a version of these celebrities that you don't normally get, like a level of candor. Good for him. I know, like, he's like a very highly ranked podcast now because of those two interviews.
Mm. I listened to a decent amount of the Monique one, and the reason I made the cishet male comment is because, like, they got a whole other world going on over there with the shit that they watch. I had no idea.
What?
Oh my God. Okay. My boy, I'm sorry.
Like the manosphere?
Babe, I'm sorry. I'm putting you on blast.
Because tell him stop watching that.
He watches Academics.
Oh, I didn't know that still came on.
Yeah.
Oh, Academics.
Tell him stop watching.
Like a live stream somewhere, like on the computer or something, or like
Academics
Twitch.
Is one. The Club Shay Shay's one.
No, this
other one.
Not?
What's the other one that he watches? Fuck. Oh, Drink Champs all the time. Sometimes he'll do like the No Jumper. And then there's just like random YouTube. And here's the thing. He's like, I just like to know what's going on and how people are thinking and what they're thinking. He watches these weird Gen Z ones. And I'm like, okay, well, you're more tapped in than what I know that's going on in the world.
Yeah.
But it's like a different side of like, I don't even understand.
So your boyfriend will be the the one who is helping do like the mental health stuff in the zombie apocalypse. He'll be able to be like, you gotta watch out for that one because he's done all this research.
Right. He knows what to look out for.
He knows he's obsessed with prison YouTube.
Oh my, he's a sociologist.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh yes. My God. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. No, I love that.
He knows all. He's like, prison, oh, you can't do that in jail. Yeah. He's like, you can't do that in jail. But this
I will say, like, every time I'm on TikTok, I see a TikTok live from prison.
I've seen some prison talks.
Always. Yeah. Always. And the comments are like, are you in prison? They're like, no, we ain't in prison. And they're like clearly dancing next to like a row of bunk beds.
Definitely. Like,
y'all
in
are
prison.
In jail.
100%.
Jail. Some interesting stuff in there.
Yeah. I mean, I won't even get into it. It's too much. But I'm like, you really do have to stay with your race. It's not a game.
Oh, oh yes. That
you have to make some decisions. You going to be with the Latinos or the Blacks? I recommend going with the Latinos because they usually are running the show from what I've seen.
Shade, you are watching Prison YouTube also. He watches, right, he watches, and I don't even know why. No, you're watching too.
It sucked in. It's fucking crazy. They are
I've watched those like five things you never want to do when you're in prison. And I'm like, hell yeah, I'm locked in. I love a list.
Right.
Let's go.
I have to get to the end of the video.
Yeah, because you know where it's going. You know, I got five things. You know, it's, you know, put on 2x speed and let's get through it.
This actually
Which brings me to Risa Tisa. That's where we were going. I knew that's where we were going.
I knew it was coming.
Right, brings me to
Risa Tisa.
Thanks again for listening to Black Girls Texting. Make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you listen and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Oh, and don't forget to text every group chat you're in and tell them to check us out. Follow your girls at Black Girls Texting, and we'll see you next week. Bye.